Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/9/22, Mr. Mulligan performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 11/3/21, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Dave McDonald. This goes to Brian Monroe, PA. On 3/9/22, Mr. McDonald performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 218 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 96%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Elizabeth King. This goes to Dr. Anderson on 3/9/22. Mrs. King performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 384 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 3/9/22, Mr. Calder performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 361 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Joan Allen. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 3/9/22, Mrs. Allen performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 383 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Shabra. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 3/9/22, Mr. Shabra performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 compared to a prior study dated 7/26/17. There's been slight deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity, showing minimal progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Haney. This goes to the VA. On 3/9/22, Mr. Haney performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. To paragraph, compared to a study dated 8/18/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.